W Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. 11 girls have not been seen since their Christian camp was slammed with a wall of water in Kirk County, Texas. The confirmed death toll in that county alone is 59.
Our goal is to rescue those in peril and find those who are lost.
That goal of Kerrville Mayor Joe Herring won't be easy. It's raining again. Up to 10 more inches could fall today in parts of Texas, where the death toll is up to 70. President Trump has declared a major disaster, freeing up federal resources. The Coast Guard is flying planes with thermal imaging, trying to find anybody who might still be alive. The National Weather Service in Raleigh has just issued a flash flood warning for central North Carolina, getting inundated from what was a tropical storm. As Israel attacks today killed 38 in Gaza, Benjamin Netanyahu is on his way to the U.S. to meet with President Trump tomorrow, saying that Israel has never had a better friend in the White House. This is ABC News. Israel is sending a ceasefire negotiating team to Qatar, but at the same time carrying out more airstrikes in Gaza. Local hospitals reporting at least 38 dead today. The British military says a ship in the Red Sea was set on fire by a series of attacks. No one's claimed responsibility. It's taking on water, and the crew is preparing to abandon. Last stop on the crazy train.
A music icon brought down the curtain on his performing career Saturday. Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath played what Osbourne said will be the final live performance of his career in their home city of Birmingham, England. It was not just Black Sabbath who performed the 10-hour show, but other bands like Metallica and Guns N' Roses. Osbourne is 76 and suffers from Parkinson's. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The owners of a pet lion that escaped from a Pakistan farmhouse and injured a woman and her children have now been arrested. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to, like, bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States?
Let's say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the Founding Fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we are still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app. Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Barr. If you're spending more time outside this holiday weekend, experts are warning about a new breed of tick and the bizarre allergy it can spread with just one bite. It's known as the Lone Star tick, and the bug is finding its way to Wisconsin from the southeast part of the country. Doctors with Mayo Clinic say they're already starting to see more patients with what's known as alpha-gal syndrome. It's an allergy to red meat after being bit by this type of tick. And these ticks aren't just in the woods.
You go back 30 years ago and you'd think of, a hunter, an avid hiker out in the woods. Now we're starting to see ticks pop up sometimes in backyards in suburban areas and stuff like that. And that's a concern.
PJ Leash is an entomologist at the UW Insect Diagnostic Lab. And though this new tick is spreading, he still considers Lyme disease from a deer tick the bigger concern. Leash also suggests using insect spray, wearing long sleeves and pants, and always checking for ticks after spending time outside. Are you noticing farmers spending more time outside working in the fields? The weather in some parts of the state is challenging and may not mean all the corn crops are knee-high by the 4th of July. The latest crop report shows farmers across Wisconsin had just 3.5 days with workable conditions during the last week. And did you know our state is ranked second for having the most organic farms in the country? Officials with Naturally Wisconsin and the Food Finance Institute are starting a new program to support those efforts and say there's also growing consumer demand for natural, healthy, and sustainable products. The group's already working with more than 800 food-focused entrepreneurs from all across the state. You can find more news anytime at civicmedia.us. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any leftover rain coming to an end, and we'll see skies turning mostly sunny. Highs reaching the lower 70s. North and northeast winds a bit breezy. Overnight, mostly clear skies at upper 50s. On Monday, sunny skies, north winds, and near 80. It's 69 at our studios.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. City on rock and roll.
From the Civic Media studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. A weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome everyone to another episode of Lean Local. This will be a fun show today. We are talking about fun fitness with Brian Mittag. He is the vice president of something we've all heard about, the Bayshore Bicycle Club. And this guy is the vice president, and he's going to tell us about what they do. And we're talking before we came on the air here. They do a lot. So, Brian, let's just start. Welcome. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
This is going to be great. And let's just start from the basics, right? Why don't you tell us the story behind how the Bayshore Bicycle Club got started?
Okay. Yeah, it was back in 1981, actually, that the Bayshore Bicycle Club got its starts. Nowadays, we have about 125 members. We've got a website, and also we can be found at, we have a website, and we also can be found on the Facebook page.
Well, we're going to give it a couple more times.
Sure.
Where's the website?
The website is bsbc.clubexpress.com, which is BSBC. For Bayshore and BC for Bicycle Club. And then it's .clubexpress.com.
All right. Yeah. So back in 81, which, I don't know, someone my age doesn't seem like a long time ago, but that was a long time ago.
It seems a little long, but yeah. Then I realized it wasn't that long ago. Yeah.
So what inspired the formation of the club? Do you know who the original guys were or ladies?
I do not know the original.
Okay. I was just curious because
offhand, you know.
Yeah, sometimes when you look at like the Bell, and it's pretty cool to hear those names because, you know, I mean, even though that's been around for a long time, it's like, well, I knew him, her. Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah.
But what inspired it? I mean,
I don't know. Just it was inspired to get a group, social group together
right.
to bike either and for fitness and transportation. I mean, I joined originally. Back in the mid-90s my wife and I just got married and we were having kids. So back then we joined with the kids and we were there for like 10 years. But now I recently came back again for about 5 years.
Okay.
Five years I've been there again.
All right. So the club, so how many members do you say you have? Like
125 roughly.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's that like evolved? So you've been in it for a while. I mean, how's it changed, evolved?
It's changed more. It's more of a adult, but we're open to every age. But I'd say as the club has grown older, we're kind of like a older, let's say 40s and up club.
That's not old.
Yeah. And then we're kind of like more than bicycling. We do more than bicycling nowadays. We get groups together for kayaking, snowshoe, and hiking also.
Wow. Yeah. You know, you mentioned it's exercise, it's fun, but it's social. And I've had many, many guests on this show over the year. And the socialization is so important for your health.
you know, the mental health, and we
oh,
some of it's
so.
Kind of a little bit scary, isolation, and you know, some people equate that to cancer. That's that really. So I think that's awesome that you take more than a bike ride.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's just we go for the bike ride. We have a special every Wednesday night. We have a weekly Wednesday night ride, where we go to a bar or supper club, and we go out from there about an hour. It takes us about an hour. We're going at 12 to 14 miles an hour, which isn't too bad. But and then we come back and we sit there and talk.
So let's just talk through one of those. You know,
sure.
Specifically, where do you meet? What club, supper club, would you go to? So you go to Kewaunee or what?
Basically around the Green Bay area. Okay. I mean, we've had rides out of Station One, Anapi Brewery. We've had them in Anduzzi's, Town Line, Narrow Bridge. We're on the east side. I think we started at Green Isle Park one time. We just started out of there. And then also down in De Pere, we started at the CNC Club when it was there.
Yeah.
Yep.
So the club members, all 120, would get, what, an email that this is what we're doing Wednesday?
Yeah, they've got a whole schedule on our Facebook page. We've got the schedule where there's a Wednesday night ride. There's also a Sunday, Tuesday, and Wednesday early morning ride.
Well, how fun is that?
That is great, too, because a lot of the older people that are retired or you work second shift, you can ride during Sunday morning, Tuesday, or Wednesday morning, too. So,
wow.
And get together.
So, I just, not to get too corporate here, business. So I teach at NWTC. So do you have like a vision, mission statement? Do you have something that's.
We just promote safe bicycling in the area. We also work with advocacy groups. We've worked with the Fox River Trail in getting the blacktop further out.
Nice.
And we had a Broad Fry. I think we've had a Broad Fry we've had like two in the last year and the year before where we've given all the proceeds to the Fox River Trail to go ahead, and we've donated that to them. Yeah.
You know, and that I was on the county board, that was eons ago, but can you believe the fight for that? You know, and I mean, you look back at that now, it's like, what were you thinking?
I agree. Back a long time ago. Yeah. It takes so long to get the wheels turning.
Yeah.
Yeah. For these bike trails.
Is the Bayshore Bicycle Club, and we're here with Brian Middick, who is the vice president of the organization, 120 members that, how would you rate, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, you are really into the exercise, the socialization. You know, I from what I'm gathering from talking to you, where would you rate your political activity? I mean, I was mayor
we do,
for.
We do have.
I've seen you at a couple things, but not at everything. You know what I mean?
Yes, we do have another lady that's our political.
Oh, I see.
Chair, and Dawn does go to planning meetings. She's on the planning board of Green Bay, Brown County, so right. She does work with them, and
so she carries your clout.
Yes,
but you guys don't show up in numbers. Which okay, the reason I ask that is I've heard your name, but I haven't. You know, some of these organizations send everybody in, but I think you carry some weight. You guys were pretty active in Webster Avenue.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes, we were.
Because that was bikes, sidewalks, boulevards.
Yes, and that is nice right there.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
In Alloway, yes. It's very nice in Alloway.
All of that. That's just worked out great. So when you talk about the rides, you went over a few things, Sundays, Wednesdays. Is that, that's not year-round?
No, that's not year-round. The bike rides usually last from, we start like in April with a few. May is where we really hit it hard. And then we go to September. Usually we stop. And then, like I said, the group also does hiking and snowshoeing. And depending on weather in the wintertime, we have a Wednesday night hike or snowshoe. Yeah.
Do you ever talk about name changes? I mean, it's pretty cool. I tell you, I don't think people who know that. I didn't. I was really interested when I was reading about you. I thought, I got to get this guy on our show, because what we try to do here on Lean Local is lean into things a little bit more than maybe people in Greater Green Bay would know. And I, when I read about you, and I know a couple of your members, and I thought, this is kind of interesting. This is very interesting.
It is interesting. And we did actually, we were moving into a new name, but then we're like, with the being a nonprofit, we're just going to keep it as the Bayshore Bike Club. But we did design a whole new t-shirt that we've got.
Okay.
We've got a whole t-shirt and a logo that we just did, and it's all coming out pretty soon, actually. So you'll let into that. So, and we'll have that available for members to purchase. Yep.
So you talked a little bit about these Wednesday rides and supper clubs and Sundays. Talk to me a little bit more about the skill level. Sure. There's got to be kind of a general. You're in good shape.
We have like the Wednesday night ride. We do it like a 12 to 14 mile per hour. I mean, we're not going to leave somebody behind if they come out with a helmet and want to join the Bayshore Bike Club. We've got a guy in the front of the a person in the front and a person in the back, and we go on the route planned, and we will not leave anyone behind.
Okay,
so that's good with that. That's your basic ride. Sunday morning is a little more like 16 to 18 miles an hour, more speedster. They get out and go about 30 miles on Sunday morning. So, wow. And the one on Wednesday, we do about 12 to 15 miles.
Right. Do nothing competitive, though?
No, there's nothing competitive with our group, really. No, okay. No.
All right.
There's enough groups out there that I see that have like competing bicycling.
Are there? Because
there's a lot of bike clubs out there nowadays, I believe, with the repair shops, the shops. I mean, Pete's Garage got bike rides on certain day. Broken Spoke has bike rides. Stadium View Station or Suamico Bike. They all have tons of bike. So, yeah, we've kind of, with our membership, we want to get more, but there's so much out there to bike around. It's just that to get them together would be great. And we have worked with other clubs, other groups.
But I think what's unique about yours that I'm hearing is it seems a little bit more social. And the fact that you go into the whole snowshoe and a couple other things, too.
Yes, it's almost like a silent sport group nowadays. Yeah. And, it really, really helps the older group that we have.
Yeah, I think that's great. And well, I don't know how those other groups work, but you're not really trying to sell anything.
No.
So what does it take to be a member of Bayshore, your group?
Yeah, we have a single or we have membership fees due at the beginning of the year usually. And it's either a single or a family membership. And right now we're going through that membership. It was $25 per person this past year, but we're kind of refiguring out what it's going to be for 2026.
Yeah. But it's not going to double.
No, not at all. Maybe $5.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Maybe $5. Yeah.
That seems like super reasonable.
Right? Yeah.
Because there's a cost to communicate.
And there's insurance that the group has to have for the whole group.
Yeah. I suppose there is.
There's a nonprofit insurance that's.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So with the cost to join, and that would include obviously your membership, but
it also includes the potluck at the beginning, which we pass around a dish, and also the main banquet at the end of the year around November that we have.
Right. And do people who do the bikes rides, you mentioned there's these 3 a week, do they start at the same place or they move around? Or
they move around everywhere around Green Bay area,
but they're all in the Green Bay area.
Starts in the Green Bay area. Yeah. Right. All of them.
That sounds like pretty awesome. And how many people do the rides about?
Like, about 20-25 each week.
Okay,
we get out there.
All right. So there's not police escorts for that. You guys just
We just bike and blur the fluorescent colors.
So, all right. Yeah. We're going to talk about a little bit more of these rides because I think if people want to get into it, would you recommend they start with one of these bike shops or they go right to you guys? And because I think biking's where it's at and it's healthy.
It's great.
It's good for the environment. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about it. We're here with Brian Medig, Vice President of the Bayshore Bicycle Club. We'll be right back.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
It's always a beautiful experience coming out to the ballpark. Many fans prep in the parking lot amongst our legendary tailgaters. When you're ready for new windows and doors, prep for those at the Pella Experience Center in Brookfield. See, feel, open, close, and compare dozens of window and door options from different Pella lines side by side. And if you order by July 31st, get 0% interest for up to 5 years on Blue Mountain Road or visit PellaWI.com today.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Looking for food, fun, and live music this summer? Head to Area 509 in Appleton with Caribbean Taste. Every Friday, enjoy a food truck rally from 5 to 8 p.m. with live music from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy the Triple S Market, Sip, Shop, Sing every Sunday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. With local artisans, open mic, guest food trucks, a full menu of incredible Caribbean Taste food, charcuterie, mimosas, and more. It's all happening at 1025 North Badger Avenue. Come join the fun!
Hey Wisconsin, it's construction season and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Everybody, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, and we are spending this half hour talking with Brian Mittig, who is the vice president of the Bayshore Bicycle Club. And this is a great organization, and they've been around since early 80s, and a club that you can join, which sounds like all they do is ride bikes, but they do so much more. Off-season, it's snowshoeing, a couple other activities to just really keep people social. 120 members, they have rides at least three times a week, and this is great exercise, right? Good for the environment, good for your health, and we talked about membership and $25, $30 to join. And we're going to get right back to you, Brian, but before we do, this show is, we have sponsors, and one of our great sponsors is a business, I bet you any money, they have members in your club, and that's Nicolet Bank. They are a downtown community bank. They started, your place started in 81, these guys started in 2002, Mike Daniels and Bob Atwell, and their mission was to be a good community bank, and boy, have they delivered. And now they're up to 57 branches, and they just do a lot. I mean, they're so helpful with so many things, obviously the community shelter and so many charitable things. But what I like a lot about them, they help people with their homes, with their businesses, but they lend their employees out for a lot of boards and commissions, right? I mean, they are just, They're good guys and good people, and we love them. We like the fact that they're sponsoring us in a lot of downtown events here in Green Bay and throughout the whole community, not just downtown. And I just want to thank them for sponsoring Lean Local and for being a great example to other businesses. And I mean, like I said, I teach business, and you got to make money first, but once you do, philanthropy comes right after that. So I just want to thank them for doing that.
Thank you.
Yeah, they're good people. So here we're back with Brian Minnick, Vice President of Bayshore Bicycle Club, and we're talking about membership. And let's give us your website again. We're going to do it when we conclude, but about joining your group.
Sure. Our website that you can find us at is bsbc.clubexpress.com, which is BSBC for Bayshore Bike Club dot clubexpress.com.
All right. And to become a member, you, I mean, 18 or you take kids? Any, what is it?
It's got to be 18, but we do, sure. do have the family membership. So,
all right.
Yeah.
All right. And so does the club, you talked about there's, but does the club work with local bike shops, businesses, or organizations? Do you have some partnerships out there?
We do have some partnerships where at a lot of the bike clubs sponsor the end of the year banquet, which is really nice. Yeah. They kind of fit the bill and also give great prizes out for the members that come to the banquet.
Isn't that nice?
It's very, very great.
So when people join clubs, organizations, and I think yours checks a lot of boxes because health and wellness is something we all need. You don't need as much as I do, but I think
I need help.
You got grandkids?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You seem young. Okay. To get out and do that is very good, but any educational opportunities, and they must, I think what they learn is things to do. You know, sometimes we're just talking about the Malva, right?
Yeah.
And I think sometimes people say, we did a program one time, it was a long time ago, 2000, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, 6, whenever, right after. And it was be a tourist in your own town. And people would take this like passport and they'd go around and get it stamped in botanical gardens. Like right now, you would go to the Northland Hotel, the Malva Museum. Because some people, you know, everybody's been to, I shouldn't say everybody's been to Lambeau, but a lot of people have, but Hall of Fame. There's so many cool things right here in Green Bay, and it's nice to experience that.
Oh, yeah. I remember that program, and it was great, I believe, with my
right.
kids. Yeah,
right.
At that time. Yes.
And
yeah.
You see that, and even people say, oh, I've been there before. We our tourist attractions or our amenities here in Green Bay, they change, and some people don't, I've been there before. Well, go back there. Look at the botanical gardens, right? Man, yep. That place is just, it's amazing what they have done out there in the last, 6, 7 years.
It is great out there, yes.
Yeah. So how do you see the Bayshore Bicycle Club evolving? Is it, do you guys talk about what you're going to look like in 3, 4, 5 years?
Yeah, we look at different events around. We also want to get, the group to go, let's say, bike the Elroy Sparta as a group down there.
Wow.
We want to get together in areas like that. Also, like you mentioned, botanical gardens, going to events like music events in
right.
the city. We want to bike to those and set up rides for that.
And I think that's just really important, that that socialization part. So tell me, what do you personally enjoy most about being part of this Bayshore Bicycle Club?
Oh, I just love to bike. So, I mean, I've been biking for, ever since
81, that's a long time.
81. I was in at UW Oshkosh, I think, in 80. No, not 81. I was in Oshkosh at 86. So,
wow,
yeah. And then that's where I had a bike club and rode around the lake of Winnebago. And that's where my biking really progressed.
I mean, with the water we have here, Fox River Trail, it's a beautiful place to bike, you know. Do you have a favorite, a favorite ride? And you've been doing this forever and
I like the trails personally, but all these Wednesday night rides, some of them go onto the trails, but most of them are on the street. Right. But with a group, you don't feel the danger. I mean, everyone's safe, and we ride single file, and so it's nice.
Favorite supper club? Too much pressure?
Too much pressure
okay.
right now.
I'll let you off the hook. All right, Brian Minnick, thanks for coming in here to Lean Local. Vice President of the Bayshore Bicycle Club. We'll have this on our website, too, so if people want to contact you, join this. It's a great couple thing, but family. Thanks for keeping this going.
This is
awesome. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining Lean Local. We will see you in the next half hour with Green Bay Transit, talking about how to get around without your vehicle. We'll be right back.
The
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. 11 girls have not been seen since their Christian camp was slammed with a wall of water in Kirk County, Texas. The confirmed death toll in that county alone is 59.
Our goal is to rescue those in peril and find those who are lost.
That goal of Kerrville Mayor Joe Herring won't be easy. It's raining again. Up to 10 more inches could fall today in parts of Texas, where the death toll is up to 70. President Trump has declared a major disaster, freeing up federal resources. The Coast Guard is flying planes with thermal imaging, trying to find anybody who might still be alive. The National Weather Service in Raleigh has just issued a flash flood warning for central North Carolina, getting inundated from what was a tropical storm. As Israel attacks today killed 38 in Gaza, Benjamin Netanyahu is on his way to the U.S. to meet with President Trump tomorrow, saying that Israel has never had a better friend in the White House. This is ABC News.
A comeback for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game three of the Brewers and Marlins series today. And back on the mound for Milwaukee is veteran right-hander Brandon Woodruff. It's been nearly 2 years since September of 2023 that he started a major league game, his last game in Miami. Woodruff back after surgery and setbacks in his throwing arm. Today's game, a rubber match, the Brewers losing to the Marlins yesterday, 4-2. Manager Pat Murphy after the loss.
Yeah, we had some opportunities today and didn't do it. Didn't get the big hit at the big time. Put some pressure on him, got the starter out of there. Credit goes to the Marlins. They're scrappy. They play hard. And we didn't do enough. It's hard to win a major league game. You got to stay after it. You got to get big hits. You got to perform with the men in third and one out. We didn't.
Brewers first baseman Rhys Hoskins had to leave that game with an injured left thumb, giving him a hard time holding a bat. Murphy says it could be at least a few days before Hoskins returns. The Brewers host the Dodgers tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Big Brother Season 27 is about to drop, but there is an exciting new twist, according to the people who created said twist. Variety says three contestants from previous seasons will drop by every Friday night to analyze the sitch. Other highlights for this coming season will include a mystery hotel theme and a living room with chess guardians, whatever that means. Season 27 of Big Brother drops July 10th on CBS. In other Season 27 news, the creators of South Park are not happy about the delay in their latest season reaching viewers. Trey Parker and Matt Stone are blaming the Paramount merger with Skydance for the long wait between seasons. Season 26 finished 2 years ago. A recent update was that the new season would drop July 9, but that has been pushed back again to July 27. Just guessing, we will see Parker and Stone's frustration with the networks in a South Park episode in the near future. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any leftover rain coming to an end, and we'll see skies turning mostly sunny. Highs reaching the lower 70s. North to northeast winds a bit breezy. Overnight, mostly clear skies at upper 50s. On Monday, sunny skies, north winds, and near 80. It's 69 at our studios.
Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Years ago, I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me, and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, sure, you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wear sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that, though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the Civic Media studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
A weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Lean Local. Today, we are talking about how to get around this great community without your personal vehicle. And I want to thank Brian again, Brian Middick, from who's the vice president of the Bayshore Bicycle Club. That's a cool organization, and they have 120 members and three bike rides at least a week, and very social organization. That was fun. Another great way to get around this community, and I can speak with a little authority on this, is Green Bay Transit. And Patty Kiwis, who runs that, she's been running that for, 12, 13, 14 years. I hired her. And I can say this now that I'm out of office. She's one of my favorite employees out of the 1,000 employees that work there. I mean, she's just so dedicated and works with the employees, and she's got great vision. Who can't be here today? And she sent in a great sub who is the mobility coordinator. That's got to be pretty high up there when it comes to transit, right? The mobility coordinator. Andrea Volak. And welcome. I'm glad you're here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this would be great. Before we get into kind of what's new in Green Bay Transit and some of the tech enhancements you guys are making, just kudos again. And I talked to Patty about this, and I've mentioned this on other shows. You guys delivered in the NFL draft.
We sure did. We had a lot of extra rides those 3 days.
I mean, day one, 7,000 boardings. That was a record single day for Green Bay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you kind of, as much as you planned, that was a little bit of a last, you did a lot in the last, because something something else was supposed to happen and it kind of throttled back. So I just give you a lot of credit for that.
Yep.
And
it was a lot of coordination.
Yeah, it was. So that was pretty cool. And the ridership pre-pandemic is back, right? We're kind of close.
We're getting pretty close.
Okay. So that's great. Well, good. That's nice. I still would like to see transit be used by more. Be careful what I say here. It's still used a lot by transit dependent. And you look at some other communities, it's really, we've tried some stuff, free newspapers, free coffee. But it's kind of easy to get around Green Bay.
It sure is. I would tell you that we have made it simpler to get around the greater Green Bay community with the implementation of our microtransit service. And I think we are seeing more people utilize that service who are not transit dependent, just because it does make some of those trips much easier.
So I'm going to venture to say a lot of our listeners don't know what microtransit expansion is.
I would say that you're probably right.
Okay, so explain it.
Sure. So Green Bay, so our transit system covers the cities of Green Bay and De Pere and the villages of Alloway, Ashwaubenon, and Bellevue inside the highway belt line, if you will. So Highway 41 to 172 and kind of around inside the highway, we have a lot of ridership. So that's where we use our traditional fixed route buses. Outside the highway service area, we don't have quite as high a ridership. So running buses in those areas, they were running empty. But we have implemented the GBM on-demand microtransit service in those areas, so people can still get around. It's just a different mode of transportation. So they request a ride like other public rideshare companies. And so they can take a bus from in the hub of Green Bay to get out to a transfer point and then request a ride either using a smartphone app, which we just upgraded today to Green Bay Transit app, or they can call the phone number, which is 920-448-3185, and get to an agent who can book their ride for them.
Wow. So that's like on demand?
Yes.
They call this number and a bus will come and pick them up. Not a big bus.
Sure. So we use Ford Transits and Mercedes Metrises, so they can hold up to six passengers at a time.
Okay. Less expensive. Although the driver still makes money, but okay. And they, where do they take them to? Then they'll take them to a fixed route?
So they do connect up at the fixed route in three different places. Alloway Transfer Point, which is at the McDonald's on Webster. The Bay Park Square Mall connects with two buses, and then also Walmart East connects with the bus.
And that's brand new?
We've actually been running the service for just over 5 years.
I thought you said July 1st.
So we simplified our zones today. So we used to have four different zones that had specific rules of getting around. And now today we have upgraded the service, if you will, and it's all just one daytime zone to be able to get more directly to where people need to go.
Cool. Hey, the other thing that got some ink was the battery, the electric bus.
Absolutely.
And tell me why and who paid for that and are we going that direction? How many buses do we have?
So we are working on additional battery electric buses, but currently today we have just one.
Right. But you're working on how many buses do we have though?
Our total fleet is we're retiring a few buses, so we're looking at about 30
okay.
buses.
All right. And what's the advantage to the electric bus?
Well, the electric bus fits in with our Green by 2050. The city of Green Bay is looking to go more green, so it doesn't use the diesel fuel that the other ones use.
The other thing I like about transit is they're very, very visible. And, you know, you advertise on them, but you do a lot of charity things, too. I mean, it's pretty cool what you do for breast cancer awareness. And is that something that you decide or the city council decides? I think it's great when you get out and promote, like I said, just these nonprofits.
Yeah. Patty makes those decisions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that's great to do. We also, or you also, do people with disabilities, right? I mean, that's something that drivers train special for that?
So the drivers, I can't speak to all of their specific training, but as the mobility coordinator, I do a lot of work with people with disabilities, training them how to learn to use our system. All of our buses are ADA wheelchair accessible. Mm-hmm. They have a kneeling feature that helps it, get down to the curb a little more to make a lower step to get on the bus. And so I do a lot of training with people with disabilities in my position as well.
And how do they, if there's someone with disabilities that wants to ride transit to, wildlife sanctuary, they call you, do you go out to their home, or how does one learn that, or do you have seminars?
So we have a program called Travel Training. So a person would schedule an appointment with myself, and we would, I take in some information, emergency contacts, and learn what it is that they'd like to learn to do. And then once we figure out what their route plan is, then I will meet them out at their bus stop. They get on the bus with me. We make the trip, say, to the wildlife sanctuary. And then we would make the trip then back to their home bus stop where they could then go home.
Wow. I mean, that's customer service, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's cool. Do you still take bikes on the bus and on the front of the bus, bike carriers?
Yep. So all of our buses are equipped with a bike rack. They hold two bikes at a time. Our on-demand service does also take bikes.
And that's so easy to put on there. I mean, I remember when those first got launched, I don't know how old my daughter was, but just this little kid put it on there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's nice. So do you think we're going to move toward less and less vehicles? And is it, I just remember there's some chatter of raise the parking rates, and I'm not in favor of that, but how are we going to get more people to rely on transit? Is it the more frequency? Is it the destination? I mean, what's it going to take? Because we have a pretty big city here. I mean, 50 square miles.
We do. I think part of it might be awareness, because like you said in the beginning, some of the listeners probably don't know all of the options that are available and all of the destinations that they can make simple trips to.
Yeah. Saturdays, cost of bus?
A regular day pass is $4. A reduced fare day pass is $2. You can use your bus pass on both the bus and the on-demand, so there's no extra cost to that. Monday through Friday, we run the buses from 5:15 in the morning until 6:45 at night. At 6:45, then that on-demand corner-to-corner service takes over from 6:45 until 11:30 p.m., and then would cover our entire service area, including where the buses were traveling. Saturdays, we run the buses from 7:45 in the morning until 1:45 in the afternoon. At 1:45, the on-demand service then covers also where the buses were traveling until 7:45 at night.
Wow, I didn't know our buses ran that late. The on-demand ran that late. Is that?
Yeah.
That's a lot of opportunity out there for service.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and then just Sundays are a day of rest.
Correct.
As it should be, right? When it comes to opportunities for employment, I used to see ads for drivers and some on the tech side. Is that still out there?
Currently, we are still hiring for full-time bus drivers.
Yeah. I looked at that one time.
Yeah.
Did you know that? Oh, that would have been fun. I mean, I think that's an awesome job. Just drive around, especially those game day routes. You're still doing that, right?
Yep, and we run four game day routes on all home Packer games.
Yeah. And that's at no charge.
Absolutely.
Which is very cool. So we're talking about bus transit with Andrea, who works at Transit as the mobility coordinator. Are you pulled into those meetings on high-speed rail?
I am not.
Okay, what do you think about that? No, here in Milwaukee.
I think it could be a great opportunity for people. I'm not part of those meetings, so I don't have much to report on there.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and then I kind of want to come back and talk about some of the tech service enhancements. And you've done quite a bit. I mean, really, in transit, just with the phone, where the bus is, and believe it or not, once in a while, our bridge goes out, and it's nice that somebody can look and see that the bus is going to be late and how you coordinate that. And I think you do have some future plans and vision. We'll talk about some other municipalities maybe getting in the loop. I think that's important that we're working toward that. So we'll be right back. We're talking with Andrea Volok. Is that right?
You're close.
Well, tell me.
Volok.
Volok. Well, that's really close. All right, we're going to be back with Andrea Volok, mobility coordinator with Green Bay Transit. Stick around.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
We started getting shot at, so we're running and shooting and diving into the ditches and getting up and running some more. We get to the bodies and it dawns on me, how in the hell are we supposed to carry them back? The captain says, "Give me your rifles." So we picked them up and started carrying them back. We were scared out of our minds. They were still shooting at us. How they missed, I do not know. They must have thought we were nuts. We got about a quarter mile back and somebody had decided, to hell with it. Let's go back there and get the truck and pick them up. That was a bad day. I was so scared going back there and trying to carry them, I couldn't even think about what was going on. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this full story at WGBW.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary, online at thed8dispensary.com.
Are you a puzzle lover who's ready for some friendly competition? It's Amanda with another new WISCO 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And on Sunday, July 13th, at the Barrow House at Badger State Brewing, from 1 till 8 p.m., you can join the fun that is Puzzles or Paws. It's a cat-tastic challenge that raises funds for Brewster's Place, a nonprofit no-kill cat rescue. So spend your afternoon puzzling or checking out the silent auctions. Head to WGBW.FM, click events, and see where to get your tickets.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Thomas Jefferson is credited with most of the text of the Declaration of Independence, but the independence part came from a Virginian named Richard Henry Lee on June 7, 1776. The First Continental Congress sent a list of grievances in 1774 to King George III, among them the loss of their rights under English law, the occupation by British forces in peacetime, and the oppressive coercive acts passed by Parliament to shut down colonial unrest. The King and Parliament didn't respond other than to pass more restrictive laws. By mid-May 1776, 8 colonies supported independence, including Virginia, which directed its delegates to support independence at the Second Continental Congress. Virginia delegate Richard Henry Lee on June 7th presented his resolution for independence to the Congress in Philadelphia, which tabled action until July 2nd. In the interim, Thomas Jefferson, with light editing by Benjamin Franklin and John Adams, crafted a statement which would become the Declaration of Independence, which included Richard Henry Lee's independence resolution word for word. Resolved that these united colonies are, and of right ought to be, free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is, and ought to be, totally dissolved. Read the full Declaration of Independence at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. We are talking with Andrea Bullock, who is the mobility coordinator with Green Bay Transit. And it's called Green Bay Transit, but they serve other municipalities and got some great technology coming up and things that I want to get back to this whole GBM on demand. And it's just not the old transit waiting for the bus, hoping it's going to show up. And they have so much, many more things that you can do just with your phone. But before we get back to her, I just want to plug one of our sponsors. And I use this sponsor for years, and it's Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Okay, you got to have windows, you got to have doors, and why not just get the best? They come over to your house, you know, they bring their iPad, and they have such a plethora of offerings. And, you know, my house is a little bit older, 115 years old, as a matter of fact, and so they got windows and doors that are more a historical look. They have windows and doors that are much more modern. You can see it before they put it in, and that makes a difference. And as we all know, biggest heat loss is through windows and doors. It's so worth it. I mean, the payback on that is incredible when you put in the right windows and doors and have them installed properly. And I just really suggest that you give them a call. It's no charge for them to come out and take a look at your home. And maybe you want to do 3 or 4 this year and 3 or 4 next year, you know, depending on your budget, although they have great financing packages. But, you know, 920-297-2107, give them a call. They have a great showroom. Stop down and take a look at it or have them come out and show you some of the things they have there. But great company. And again, you know, I talked about Nicolet in the first half hour, and another great company in Pella, who gives a lot back to this community. They're great to the new community shelter. They're great to so many charitable things here in Greater Green Bay, and a great example of how to run a business with quality product, great customer service. So thank you, Pella. Hey, we're going to get back to Andrea, the mobility coordinator. When we left, we started to touch again on the, I'm just not a tech head, the CAD AVL system.
Yep. So the CAD AVL would be automatic vehicle location. So if a person wanted to see where all of our buses are in real time, they can go to greenbaymetro.org and click on track your bus, and it will pull up a map and show you exactly where all of the buses are right this minute. It shows you as they move down the streets. You can zoom in and see every single bus stop that's available. And if you click on a bus stop, it'll tell you what buses stop at the bus stop and the next time they will be there.
What's our most frequent route? Is it a half hour or is it?
Yep. We have 30-minute and 60-minute routes.
Right. Okay. How far east, west, north, south do we go?
So we go all the way west to NWTC. We go all the way east to UWGB. North and south, probably the wildlife sanctuary area would be the north end. And south end would probably be down in Ashwaubenon, Hanson, Hanson Road.
Are you sometimes impressed how some people like know this stuff in their head?
Yes.
I mean, right. I there was a guy, a kid that really had this thing down, but you know, even at the community shelter, some of these people who are homeless, you know, they're between homes. Calling them homeless that isn't even proper because they're going to be out of homelessness soon. But boy, do they know the routes. Cause I say, if you want to go to the wildlife sanctuary, you want to go shopping and, which I think is cool. They don't even pull out their phone.
Yeah.
But a lot of people, you say right now it's easy to pull out your phone and find what's what.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's cool. So the real-time tracking, that's what you were talking about at the Metro app. Is that the same thing?
So there's not currently an app for the real-time tracking. It's available from our website.
Okay. And then what is the info, Matt? Is that something you can look at the bus and see it all?
Infotainment. So all of our buses have infotainment screens on them, typically located behind the driver. And so it's kind of like a TV screen, and it will show the route map and the next several stops that would be available to riders. Occasionally it can, you know, flash other announcements. And so it also, the buses also announce overhead the next stops that are coming up so that riders who may be visually impaired are able to hear which stops are coming up next as well.
Wow. So service expansion, and I know you don't make that call, but there's got to be chatter about service expansion. And I understand that the majority of your funding is not from the fares.
Correct.
I mean, much of it is from the local, state, and federal to tackle the gaps. Do you talk about Sunday service? You talk about Howard DePere? Employment hubs?
There are no plans for expansion at this point in time to other municipalities, but DePere is currently receiving our GBM on-demand microtransit service.
Okay. And what would it take to go to another municipality? Like, what's the process on that?
The municipality would potentially have to have a meeting with Patty, the transit director, to get things started.
Okay. All right. And then we talked a little bit about the regional rail potential, and you're not in the loop on that right now, but you personally think that would be a good thing. Is that fair?
I mean, I think it has an opportunity to be a good thing.
Yeah, I think that's something we can take a look at. And then the other thing I have on here is just this whole clean energy electrification roadmap. Is that something that you have or are going to have?
So, you know, it is certainly something we are continuing to work on. Like I mentioned earlier, we have our first electric bus. I do believe we are working to get some more electric buses in our fleet.
But I got to believe that, you know, we had that whole movement, tax rebates for electric cars, that they wouldn't move to, especially some of these bigger municipalities, right? I mean, electric buses. That's one of the more visible items out there. I mean, it's more visible than like snow plows because they're only part time of the year. So, yeah, I think that's something to take a look at. And some of your revenue comes from advertising as well, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a cool thing to have. All right. Well, hey, thanks for being here and thanks for taking a good care of transit. You are the mobility coordinator. Transit's for everybody. And thanks to Andrea Bullock. It's happening here in Green Bay. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week. This is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Now a tornado warning adding to the misery in central Texas where the downpours continue, slowing the search for any survivors of the 4th of July flood devastation. 70 are dead in three counties. 11 girl campers remain missing, along with their counselor. The National Weather Service says staffing cuts did not affect its response. Stuart Gross lives in Kerr County.
We got the normal watches.
But nothing, he says, to alert him to serious danger, not until volunteer firefighters drove down the road with loudspeakers.
They were going around in their trucks, on their speakers. It was dark, torrential rain, 4-something in the morning, and that was our warning.
Flash flood warnings now up for central North Carolina for pounding rain from what was Tropical Storm Chantel. Israel's prime minister is en route to Washington to meet with President Trump tomorrow. As ceasefire talks fizzle, Israel says Hamas wants too much. This is ABC News. Folks in Philly are hoping the trash strike gets settled before the